This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, peace to you. Welcome back. And what a couple of days it's been. One of the most exciting things for me as a Muslim is that the fans in Qatar right now and the way that Qatar has organised this World Cup are allowing us to find a little bit of Muslim confidence.
These are rules and regulations that are there that everyone has to respect. And you know, if you are against that and you don't feel like you're going to enjoy your time coming and you can't respect that rule, then don't come. It's as simple as that.
It's almost like the Muslim world is exhaling for a minute and, dare I say it, enjoying ourselves and, you know what, laying out our parameters. Take, for example, those hilarious, aren't they a laugh, England fans dressing as crusaders in a Muslim land for the World Cup and just presuming that they're going to get in. Outfit that was worn by men 800 and 1,000 years ago who used to actually cut the throats and burn babies and Muslim women alive for fun during crusades. Is that okay? Can we wear that and you have a sense of humour about it? Thank you on behalf of all the Muslims for actually having some lines and saying no on all of our behalfs to what is not funny, not amusing, and hugely offensive behaviour by those fans. So the answer is, it's a FIFA World Cup, everybody's welcome, but guess what? Like any country in the world, there are social expectations and laws, so don't go the wrong side of them. The Arabs have waited such a long time just to have their say about the murder of Palestinians and the oppression and the apartheid, that this is just a joy fest.
You do see a lot, huge numbers from Middle Eastern nations, mainly Saudi Arabia, which is just across the border, but also a lot of people from Tunisia, from Morocco, from Iran, and a lot of Palestinian flags, many, many Palestinian flags. And I can tell you that Israeli journalists, we saw other Hebrew-speaking journalists getting some trouble there. I got some dirty looks when people realized where I come from. While in Qatar, I tried to get interviews, presenting myself as an Israeli journalist, getting interviews with Iranians and with Saudis. With the Iranians, the vast majority of the number of the answers that I got were very cordial, very nice. Completely different story with the Saudis. The Saudis, once you tell them them from Israel, I'm not going to say an aggressive response, but clearly a rude one. Israel, no.
But there's a question that's been on my mind. Why did Israel want to send 20,000 fans to the World Cup in an Arab Muslim nation anyway when their team isn't even there? Now, I know you can go along and cheer other teams. You know, if I was there, I'd probably going, yes, Senegal. I'd go to lots of different games and cheer the Muslim teams along. And Brazil, you know, there are great teams there, right? Qatar had no choice but to allow a diplomatic mission to open for Israel under FIFA's expectations, shall we say, not pressure, during the World Cup. The Qataris say things will go back to the way they were as soon as the World Cup is over. We can all pray that that's the case. And while we're on the subject, there's been some false news reports from Jewish agencies saying that there is no kosher food and it's been banned. That's simply not the case. There is a company there delivering kosher food to hotel rooms in Qatar. And there was an epic fail. Oh my gosh, I just cringed at this.
Just had to go through a special gate in Qatar for ladies only. Somehow I don't feel that special.
She'll be allowed in the stadium. They're not stopping her from going into the stadium. They're just separating the men and the women.
A desperate effort by a host for Fox News trying to make an all-woman queue line look like some kind of segregated evil. It's so cringy, I almost have to apologize to you for watching it.
She wore a hijab and she was entering a school in India and in France. She will be told to remove that piece of clothing.
Wow.
She'll be told to show her body
yeah.
just so she can go and sit an exam, or just so she can go inside and become educated. Just let that sink in for a while.
I've lived in Qatar, and it's one of the places I've most enjoyed living in as a woman, and specifically a Muslim woman.
Like I said, I've lived here for 6 years. I live with and amongst Qatari people and live in their country, which is welcoming and accepting, and living with a lot of different nationalities all living together. It's a very safe environment. I've never felt so safe.
And also when you get to Qatar Airport and you're a woman with children and you have a special line to go in. If anything, I would say the men going to Qatar have something to complain about. Hey, how come we have to queue 3 times as long as women? Nobody is reporting on that, are they? According to a hadith, that person is not one of us who is not merciful to our youngsters and respectful of our elders. And according to another saying of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, one who believes in Allah and the last day must honour his neighbours. One who believes in Allah and the last day must honour his guests.
Allah.